Well, I don't know why, but it seems that when I eat, I have a tendency to get food stuck in my teeth.
我不知道为什么，但是我经常吃饭的时候会有食物卡在牙里。
And of course, it usually happens when I'm out with people, when that used to be something we could do.
通常发生这个事情的时候，是我在外面跟朋友吃饭的时候，以前疫情之前可以在一起吃饭的时候。
And of course, I almost never looked, I never found out about it until the end of the night when I finally looked in the mirror.
我每一次都一定要等到我看照着镜子的时候，才发现有东西卡在牙里。
And then I'd see that piece of spinach I ate earlier was stuck in my teeth all night long.
然后我看到我的牙齿中有一小块的菠菜卡在牙齿里了。
I was blind to it the whole night, and I wonder if that's ever happened to any of you.
整个晚上我都不知道有东西卡在牙里，是不是也发生在弟兄姐妹的身上过呢？
And similarly in the Christian life, we all have our weaknesses and our struggles.
同样的，在信徒的生活当中，我们也有我们的软弱。
Sometimes we know what they are, but oftentimes, like the spinach in my front teeth, we're blind to our own weaknesses.
有时候我们知道我们的软弱，但是有时候我们却看不到，就像是卡在牙里的菠菜一样。
Everyone else sees it, but you.
除了你本人，每一个人都看得到你的软弱。
And this morning, I want to focus our attention on a parable that Jesus told in order to reveal a particular sin, the sin of self-righteousness.
今天早晨，我想要带领大家一起看一个耶稣的比喻。这个比喻的中心是要揭示一个特别的罪，也就是关于自以为意的罪。
And because of the nature of self-righteousness, it's almost impossible to see it in ourselves.
因为这个自我称为义的这个本性啊，它是一个非常难以自我发现的。
We're blind to it.
我们看不到。
The one who thinks he is righteous won't be able to see if he's actually proud and self-righteous.
那一个自认为是公义的人，他其实看不到他是一个骄傲、自以为义的人。
So, like a friend who maybe tells you that you have something in your teeth, Jesus told this parable to help us see the sin that we might not see in ourselves.
耶稣就像是您的那个告诉你牙齿中有菠菜的那个朋友一样，通过今天的这一个比喻来帮助我们看到我们所看不到的身上的罪。
So let's read together the whole parable, Luke 18, verses 9 to 14.
让我们一起来读今天的经文。路加福音第十八章第九节到第十四节，耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的设一个比喻，说：有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。法利赛人站着，自言自语的祷告说：神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次。凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。那税吏远远站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
People say that the gospel is like a pool that's shallow enough for a toddler to wade in, but also deep enough for theologians to swim and never ever reach the bottom.
有人说福音像是一个可深可浅的泳池，深到连神学家都触及不到奥秘的底端，浅到连一个小婴孩都可以在泳池里淌水。
And that's certainly true of this parable. This parable is simple and straightforward, but the message is profound.
我们今天看到的这个耶稣的比喻也是一样，虽然它的信息非常的直白，但是它却是一个很深奥的信息。
Now before we dive into the details of the parable, I want to set the stage for you a little bit.
在我们看到今天经文的细节的时候，我想要来给大家过一下今天经文的背景。
In Luke 9:51 to 18:34, the Gospel of Luke focuses on Jesus' teaching, especially parables, while he's heading towards Jerusalem.
在路加福音第九章五十一节到第十八章三十四节的这一个片段呢，路加福音它的中心是讲到耶稣的教导，尤其是耶稣讲了很多的比喻。当时耶稣正在走向耶路撒冷的路上。
And Luke 9:51 says, When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem.
路加福音九章五十一节写道，耶稣被接上升的日子将到，他就定意向耶路撒冷去。
And of course we know he was going to Jerusalem in order to die in the place of sinners.
当然我们知道耶稣要向耶路撒冷去是为了为罪人而死。
In a very real sense, all four Gospels are records of his crucifixion, and they just all have long introductions.
其实每一本的四本福音书都记载了耶稣的十架受难，每一本都有一个很长的介绍这个的过程。
So our parable is in chapter 18. It's near the end of Jesus' journey to Jerusalem, and then by the end of Luke 19, Jesus is in Jerusalem, and by the end of chapter 23, he was killed.
所以今天我们看到的经文是在路加福音第十八章，也就是耶稣快要到耶路撒冷的时候，然后在路加福音十九章，耶稣已经到达了耶路撒冷，最后在二十三章，耶稣受难了。
So, as Jesus is telling this parable, he has not yet been crucified, but it's coming, and that's important to remember.
所以我们这边很重要的，大家需要知道的是，在耶稣说这个比喻的时候，他还未受难。
So with that, let's jump into this parable, Luke 18, verses 9 to 14.
所以让我们一起来看今天的经文，路加福音18章9到14节。
And to help break things down a little bit, I'm going to use four simple headings.
为了能够帮助今天的信息呢，我今天有四个小主题。
The setting, the Pharisee, the tax collector, and the point.
我今天的四点是经文的背景、法利赛人、税吏以及今天信息的主旨。
So first, the setting. The setting is found in verse 9.
我们今天先来看到第一点，也就是今天经文的背景，在十八章第九节。
Let's read that one more time.
让我们一起来读路加福音十八章九节。耶稣向那些仗着自己是义人、藐视别人的，设一个比喻。
This account begins by saying that Jesus also told this parable.
经文开始的时候说，耶稣也说了这个比喻。
That's because Jesus had just told a different parable right before our passage, and that parable was about the need to persevere in our prayers.
因为耶稣其实在今天我们看的经文的前一段经文刚刚讲了另一个比喻，是一个关于常常祷告不可灰心的比喻。
Our parable also involves prayer, but it's not necessarily about prayer.
我们今天的讲的这个比喻呢，也跟祷告有关，但它不是完全关于祷告的。
Instead, the prayers of the Pharisee and the tax collector serve as windows into their hearts, and they serve as mirrors for our own hearts.
今天我们的经文看到的关于法利赛人和税吏的祷告，像一扇窗户，让我们看到他们的内心，也像一面镜子，照出我们自己属灵的光景。
And we don't know where Jesus was when he said this, but we know who he said it to.
我们不知道耶稣说这话的时候在哪里，但是我们知道耶稣说这话的对象是谁。
He told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous.
耶稣说这话的对象是那些仗着自己是义的人。
Jesus was aiming this parable directly at the self-righteous.
耶稣说的这个比喻是直接说给那些自以为义的人听的。
And interestingly, it doesn't say that he told this parable directly to the Pharisees, though they were certainly included.
有意思的是，经文没有说耶稣的这个比喻是直接说给法利赛人听的，但是法利赛人绝对是听众的之一。
This is more general and broad.
耶稣的这个比喻是说给所有人听的。
Jesus told this parable to some who trusted in themselves in that day, and he continues to tell this parable to all who would trust in their own righteousness even today.
其实耶稣的这个比喻是向从古到今所有仗着自己为义的人说的。也就是我们所有人。
And let's be honest, to one degree or another, that's all of us.
耶稣的这个比喻是讲给我们所有的人听的。
And Jesus doesn't just stop by saying that they were self-righteous, Jesus also said they treated others with contempt.
耶稣不光光说那些人自以为义，他更说那些人藐视他人。
They trusted in their own righteousness and they looked down on others and despised others who didn't haveA righteousness that looked like theirs.
他们仗着自己认为自己是公义的，并且因此而藐视他人。
These two ideas, self-righteousness and contempt for others, are not separate or unrelated.
这两个关于自以为义和藐视他人的这两个主义，它是相辅相成、不可分割的。
These things go hand in hand.
他们是相辅相成的。
If you are self-righteous, you will inevitably have contempt for others who don't live up to your standard.
如果你是一个自以为意的人，那你就会不可避免地藐视他人，因为那些人不能够活出你自己的生活的道德准则。
If you have contempt for others who don't live up to your standards of righteousness, it's because you think that you live up to yours.
如果你是那种会藐视别人的人，那是因为你所藐视的人，他的道德的标准没有你的高。
In other words, if you don't think you are self-righteous, you should ask yourself if you ever have contempt for others.
换句话说，如果你自认为不是一个自以为意的人，你也应该问自己，你曾经藐视过别人吗？
Do you have contempt for those who aren't as successful as you?
你曾经藐视那些没有你成功的人吗？
Do you have contempt for those who can't seem to handle their finances?
你藐视那些不能够自己自我理财的人吗？
Do you have contempt for those who don't serve the church as much as you do?
你藐视那些没有你在教会服侍这么多的弟兄姐妹吗？
Do you have contempt for those who would disagree with you on political issues?
你藐视那些在政治上不能够和你相同意的人吗？
Or do you have contempt for those whose theology doesn't line up with yours?
你藐视那些神学观念和你不同的人吗？
To have contempt in any of these ways is a symptom of self-righteousness in your heart.
如果刚才我所问的问题，您有过这样的问题的话，那说明您的心中有自以为意的征兆。
You look down on that other person because they are failing in an area where you think that you are succeeding.
你会藐视别人，因为在某一个方面，你觉得你所藐视的那个人，在你所成就的那一个领域，他没有能够有同样的成就。
They have it wrong where you have it right.
他们是错的，你是对的。
And listen, you might be right.
你很有可能真的是对的。
But that's irrelevant when it comes to the sin of self-righteousness.
但是当我们谈到自以为意的罪的时候，你是对是错，其实是无关的。
If you're proud of being right, you've actually become wrong.
如果你因为自己是正确的而骄傲的话，其实你已经错了。
Or maybe you have contempt on those whom you think are self-righteous.
可能你藐视那些你觉得自以为意的别人。
That's the most ironic kind of self-righteousness, the one that is self-righteous about not being self-righteous.
这是最讽刺的一种自以为意，因为不认为自己是自以为意的人，是自以为意的人。
To think in your heart, thankfully I'm not self-righteous like that person, is a contemptuous and self-righteous thought.
你可能会在心里想，感谢神，我不像那一个弟兄或者姐妹一样仗着自己是公义的。这样想其实就是一个自以为意的想法。
And since we live in California in the year 2021, I want to ask you something that really becomes more and more relevant every day.
因为我们住在2021年的加州，我想要问弟兄姐妹一个问题。
Do you have contempt for those who celebrate and embrace homosexuality?
请问你鄙视那些接受甚至庆祝同性恋的人吗？
And listen, I am not saying that we should not stand up for truth.
我不是在说我们不应该为真理而挺直腰板。
But we must do so with compassion, not contempt.
但是我觉得我们必须带着怜悯，而不是鄙夷来这么做。
We must plead with brokenness and sorrow rather than arrogance.
弟兄姐妹们，我们应当怀揣着破碎和忧伤来恳求，而不是狂妄。
Psalm 119 verse 136 says, "My eyes shed streams of tears because people do not keep your law."
诗篇第119篇这么说：“我的眼泪下流成河。”因为他们不守你的律法。
Listen, the world expects Christians to respond in one of two ways, either compromise or contempt.
世界想要让基督徒用以下的两种方法来回应，不是妥协，便是藐视。
Compromise says, I agree with you and I love you.
妥协的人会这么说，我同意，我爱你。
Contempt says, I disagree with you and I hate you.
藐视的人说，我不同意你的观点，我恨你。
Compassion says, I disagree with you, but I love you.
然而心存怜悯的人会这么说，虽然我不同意你的观点， 但我依然爱你。
Brothers and sisters, let's never compromise.
弟兄姐妹，让我们永远不要妥协。
Let's never have contempt either.
让我们也永远不要藐视他人。
Instead, let us have compassion.
让我们都存着一颗怜悯的心。
Now, coming back to our passage where Jesus connects self-righteousness and contempt, let's confess that Jesus is speaking to us.
回到今天的经文，当耶稣在今天经文的这个比喻当中，将自以为意和藐视他人联系起来的时候，让我们都能够承认耶稣是在对我们说话。
We all face this temptation, and self-righteousness comes in a lot of different flavors, but we all have some flavor of it in our lives.
我们每一个人都受到同样的这样的自以为意的试探，自以为意有很多很多种的变化，但是我们没有一个人可以逃脱。
And so this parable is one that each of us desperately needs to hear.
因此今天耶稣的这个比喻是我们每一个人都必须要听的。
So that's the setting of this parable, and now for our second point, the Pharisee.
所以刚才我讲的是今天这个比喻的背景，接下来让我们看到今天比喻当中的法利赛人。
So the Pharisee, excuse me, let's read Luke 18, verse 10.
路加福音十八章第十节这样讲道，有两个人上殿里去祷告，一个是法利赛人，一个是税吏。
So two men go into the temple to pray, and of course the temple was up on a hill, so they went up.
所以两个人去殿中祷告，因为神的圣殿是在山上，所以他们向上去。
One was a Pharisee, the other was a tax collector.
一个人是法利赛人，另一个是税吏。
And here's where the story starts to get interesting.
这里是这个故事有一个很奇妙的转折的地方。
Jesus loved to tell parables to illustrate a point, and he often used pairs to contrast them.
耶稣喜欢讲比喻，在耶稣的比喻中，经常有两个人用来做对比。
And if you're familiar with the Bible at all, when you hear the word Pharisee, you start hearing villain music in the background.
如果你熟悉圣经的话，每当你读到法利赛人这三个字的时候，你的心中就想起了一些大反派的音乐。
Dun 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 dun. You have to do that in Chinese now.
Dun 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 dun.
That's the bad guy music when Pharisees walk in, right?
这就是当法利赛人走进来的时候的坏人的背景音乐。
And when you hear tax collector, you think, aha, there's the good guy in the story.
当你看到税吏的时候，你说啊，这是这个故事当中的好人。
But that would have been completely opposite of what Jesus' original audience would have heard.
但其实，在耶稣所生活的当时，人们的想法是完全相反的。
The Pharisees were the ones who studied the law day and night, and they tried to follow it according to the smallest detail.
当时的法利赛人是一丝不苟地跟从律法的教导的。
And that's a good thing.
这是一个好事。
In fact, they sought to obey God's law so closely that they made their own laws to protect themselves from ever getting close to breaking God's law.
法利赛人在当时，他们是如此的热诚地追求神的律法，他们因为想要做到神完全的公义，而在神的律法之外，又制定了更多的条规。
In one sense, that's not a bad idea for yourself.
其实，从某种程度上来说，这并不是一个坏事。
If you don't want to break God's commands, you make some additional boundaries for yourself.
如果你不想要违背神的旨意，你就在神的旨意之外添加更多的条规来规范自己。
They started out with good intentions when they made additional rules beyond God's laws.
法利赛人在制定这些条规的时候，他们的心意是好的。
But their problem is that they required others to follow their man-made rules, and they looked down on those who didn't follow those man-made rules.
然而，法利赛人的问题是，他们也要求别人去遵行同样的这些条规，并且他们藐视那些不能够遵守的人。
Even when people didn't break God's commands, they judged you if you broke their commands.
即使有一些人并没有触犯神的律法。但是法利赛人依然会因为他们破坏了法利赛人的条规而藐视他们。
Now, tax collectors, on the other hand, they were considered to be traitors and thieves.
当时的税吏被当时的人认为是奸细和盗贼。
They collected taxes from their own people for Rome, and that's why they were considered traitors.
税吏在犹太人当中为罗马帝国而收税，所以他们被人认作为奸细。
And tax collectors made their income by taking a little bit of extra when they collected taxes.
税吏们通过克扣税款而从中获利。
And sometimes they took a lot extra by force, which is why they were also considered thieves.
有时候这些税吏从税款当中抽了很大的油水，所以他们被当时的人认为是盗贼。
So it's no surprise that they were hated by all.
因此在当时税吏是被所有的人所恨恶的。
So if you were a first century Jew hearing this story, you would think, okay, Pharisee, there's the good guy. Tax collector, that's the bad guy.
所以如果你是一位第一世纪生活的一位犹太人，你会当你看到法利赛人，你会认为是好人，当你看到税吏，你会认为他是坏人。
So now let's read verse 11.
接下来让我们看到18章11节。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏。
Standing was a typical posture for prayer, and it was typical to pray out loud, which is almost certainly what the Pharisee was doing in this story.
站立着祷告在当时来说是一件非常正常的事情，所以对于法利赛人来说，他站着并且大声的祷告也不足为怪。
But this verse is a little bit tricky to translate.
但是这一节经文其实它是有一点巧妙，很难完全准确的翻译的。
You could translate it as saying that the Pharisee stood by himself when he prayed.
你可以解释说法利赛人自顾自站着祷告。
Or that he prayed about himself.
或者说他为了自己祷告。
Or even that he was praying to himself.
甚至你可以认为他是在自言自语的祷告。
The point is that he was focused on himself.
这边的关键点是他的祷告是关于他自己的。
And then look again.At verses 11 and 12.
接下来我们看18章11到12节。法利赛人站着自言自语的祷告说，神啊，我感谢你，我不像别人勒索不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
Now, he only addresses God one time, but he refers to himself over and over and over again.
在法利赛人的祷告中，他只提到神一次，但是他提到自己许多次。
I thank you, God, that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even like, this tax collector.
法利赛人说，我感谢你，我不像别人，勒索不义奸淫，也不像这个税吏。
He based his righteousness in whom he is not like and in the sins that he did not commit.
他把自己的公义放在那些、他所不像的人，放在那些他所不做的事情上。
And again, the Pharisee's self-righteousness showed itself in his contempt for other men, especially his contempt for that tax collector.
所以我们在这里看到，这个法利赛人，他的自以为意是通过他对别人的藐视而显现的。
He also said, I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I get.
他的祷告接下来说道，我一个礼拜禁食两次，凡我所得的都捐上十分之一。
This Pharisee also based his righteousness in the religious duties that he did do.
这个法利赛人也把他自以为义的这个行为建立在他自己的行为上。
The Old Testament only commanded that they fast one day out of the year on the Day of Atonement, but he fasted twice a week.
旧约只要求法利赛人一年禁食一次，在赎罪日的日子上，但是他却禁食两次。
While the Old Testament law only required tithes of certain things, this Pharisee gave a tenth of everything he received. He went above and beyond.
虽然律法只要求法利赛人在某些事情上十一奉献，但是他所拥有的全都献上十分之一，可以算是超额完成任务。
He found his righteousness in the sins he didn't do, and in the good things that he did do.
这个法利赛人在他所不做的罪行和他自己的善行中找到了属于自己的公义。
So you could say that he was moral, he didn't do those sins, and he was religious, he did do these religious things.
你可以把他认为是一个有道德的人，因为他不做一些事情，或者说他是一个公义的，或者说他是一个虔诚的人，因为他做了一些事情。
Now the issue is not that he was so moral or that he was so religious. Those aren't bad things.
今天我们要看到的问题并不在于这个法利赛人他是一个有道德并且是一个虔诚的人，这些都不是坏事。
The issue is that he trusted in these things.
这个法利赛人的问题是他信靠自己的公义。
He thought these things brought him merit before God and earned favor with God.
他认为他的道德和他的虔诚能够在神的面前为他自己加分。
Before you look down on the Pharisee, let me remind you, this is a temptation for you and me, isn't it?
在我们开始藐视这个法利赛人的时候，我想要提醒大家，这其实对我们来说都是一个试探。
Maybe as you watch the news or you hear about the sins of others, you think to yourself, God, I thank you that I'm not like those sinners.
也许当你看到新闻的时候，你会这样想，主啊，感谢你，我不像那些人。
Instead, I serve in the church. I give to the church. I even sing when I watch the live stream when nobody else sees.
我在教会里服侍，我在教会里奉献，我甚至在家里参加线上敬拜的时候，即使没有人看，都会大声的唱诗。
Yifan and Jason have to sing because you see them. I sing at home when nobody's watching.
Yifan和 Jason 必须要唱歌，因为他们在领上，可是我在家里唱，都没有人看的。
And so that's the Pharisee. He is self-righteous.
所以我们今天看到这个法利赛人，他是一个自以为意的人。
And now the third point, the tax collector.
接下来我们看到今天的第三点，让我们来看税吏。
Let's read verse 13.
路加福音十八章十三节，那税吏远远地站着，连举目望天也不敢，只垂着胸说：“神啊，开恩怜悯我这个罪人。”
It says that he was standing far off.
经文说到这个税吏远远地站着。
It sounds like the Pharisee was probably way up in front so that he could be seen.
听起来那个法利赛人站得很靠前，让他能够自己被看到。
He assumed that he was closer to God because of his righteousness.
法利赛人觉得离神站得近就是离神更加亲近，就是公义。
But unlike the Pharisee who stood all the way in the front, the tax collector wouldn't even come close.
但是和法利赛人截然相反的是，税吏根本不敢去接近神的殿，他远远地站着。
He knew that he was a sinner and he was unworthy to approach God.
他知道自己是一个罪人，他觉得自己不配得接近神。
It says he would not even lift up his eyes to heaven.
经文说到，他连举目望天也不敢。
Now it's not wrong to lift up your eyes when you pray.
在祷告的时候，举目看天不是一件错事。
At times you look up when you're singing to God. That's good. That's not wrong.
当你望着天向神献上你的赞美的时候，这不是错事。
But here, this tax collector was so overwhelmed by the weight of his sin and guilt that he could not lift up his eyes. Instead, he looked downwards.
但是我们今天经文当中所看到的这一位税吏，他受他的罪是那么的困扰，他根本没有办法把他的眼睛抬起来，他只能够独自的看着地上。
And it said, but he beat his breast.
然后说到他垂着自己的胸。
This was a sign of extreme anguish and sorrow.
垂着胸是一种非常灰心、非常痛苦的一种象征。
The only other place in the New Testament where people beat their breasts in sorrow was in Luke 23, verse 48.
新约当中另外一处说到人们垂着胸的地方是在路加福音二十三章四十八节。
And that's when they realized they had crucified an innocent man, Jesus Christ.
当人们意识到耶稣基督一个无罪的人被在十字架上审判了的时候。
So this man's humility and grief led him to beat his breast as if to say all the sin was not just what he did with his hands, but it was what was deep in his heart.
这个税吏内心的痛苦让他不断地捶着自己的胸，让他用手捶着自己的胸，感觉到心里深深的罪孽。
And here are the only words he speaks, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
在这里，这个税吏所说的唯一一句话就是，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
The Pharisee, he gave a list of his righteousness, but the tax collector didn't even dare to give a list of all of his sins.
法利赛人滔滔不绝地说了 一长串他自己的公义，但是这个税吏根本就不敢开始说他的罪。
He could never name them all.
他都没有办法把他的罪完全的说出来。
He understood the problem was not just that he had sinned, but that he was a sinner by nature.
他了解他的问题不光是他犯了罪，然而更是他的本性就是一个罪人。
The tax collector saw himself as a great sinner, just like Paul, who would later call himself the chief of sinners.
税吏觉得自己是一个大罪人，就像是保罗说的，他觉得自己是罪人中的罪魁。
This tax collector didn't ask for a second chance or a new start.
这个税吏根本就没有想要有一个重新开始的机会。
After all, he'd fail again since the sin was in his very own nature.
毕竟税吏觉得，因为他的本性当中就有罪，他也会再一次的跌倒。
Instead, he simply pleaded for mercy. God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
税吏在神的面前恳求说，神啊，开恩可怜我这个罪人。
He understood there was nothing he could offer, and if God would forgive, it would have to be out of sheer unconditional mercy from God.
这个税吏知道，他没有任何事情、任何样东西可以献上给神。然而，如果神要饶恕他的话，那必须是通过完全的、无条件的怜悯。
And Jesus used an interesting word here for mercy. In the original language, he used an interesting word for mercy.
耶稣在这里用一个非常奇妙的词 来说怜悯。
This word has the root meaning of atonement or propitiation.
这个词在词根里有代替赎罪的意思。
In other words, he's pleading for God to have mercy by making atonement for his sins.
换句话说，他是在恳求神能够通过为他赎罪来给他怜悯。
To allow a sacrifice to take away God's wrath.
去让神通过一个献祭来消除他的怒气。
And with that, Jesus finished the parable.
就这样，耶稣讲完了这个比喻。
He introduced us to the Pharisee, he introduced us to the tax collector, but now he wraps it all up with the point.
耶稣讲完了法利赛人，也讲完了税吏的故事，接下来到了今天的主旨。
And Jesus gives us the point in that last verse, verse 14.
耶稣用第八章第十四节来托出了他的主旨。十四节说道，我告诉你们，这人回家去算为义了。
This would have been shocking. This would have been scandalous.
耶稣的这个言论在当时的社会是非常骇人听闻的。
This tax collector went down from the temple back home being justified, being righteous before God.
耶稣竟然说这个税吏回家去算为义了。
No one would have guessed this or predicted this, but Jesus declares that the tax collector went home justified.
在当时没有人会这么想，但是耶稣却说这个税吏回家去算为义了。
Man's greatest need is for righteousness, and this tax collector was granted it.
当时的人们最需要的就是神的公义，然而却被这个税吏所得到了。
God answered this man's cry for mercy.
神回应了这个税吏对于神怜悯的呼求。
This man said, I'm a sinner, and Jesus replies back,You're justified.
这个税吏对神说，神啊，我是罪人。神回答他说，你今天回家算为义了。
And he wasn't justified because of anything he had done. He was justified because he had thrown himself entirely upon God's mercy.
这个税吏不是因着他所做的任何一件事情而被算为义了，而是因着他把自己的信靠完完全全地交给了神。
And the word that describes this man's attitude.Is faith.
用一个词来形容这个税吏的态度，就是信心。
He put his full faith. He put all of his trust in God's mercy.
这个税吏把他所有的信心都放在了神的身上。
He didn't have any righteousness of his own, so he couldn't trust in his own righteousness.
他没有任何一丁点属于自己的公义，所以他不能够相信。
All of his trust was.Outside of himself, not in himself.
这个税吏所有的信靠和信心都在他以外，而不是在他自己身体当中。
The message of the gospel is not behave better, but believe humbly.
福音的信息不是努力行事，而是谦卑信靠。
But Jesus doesn't just stop with the tax collector being justified. This is a parable of contrasts.
然而耶稣并不只是停止在这里，这是一个关于对比的故事。
Verse 14 says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other.
14节告诉我们，这个人回家去算为义了，而不是像法利赛人那样。
So not only was the tax collector justified, but the Pharisee, who possessed all kinds of external righteousness, he was lost. He was condemned.
所以不光是税吏被算为公义，然而这个法利赛人看似拥有一切，却受到了谴责，却迷失了。
Ironically, the self-righteous was ultimately unrighteous and unsaved.
讽刺的是那自以为义的到最后却不被认为是公义的。
And Jesus tells us why. He says at the end of verse 14, For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted.
耶稣在经文当中这样说道，因为凡自高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
Jesus gives the main point here, those who humble themselves will be exalted.
耶稣在这里说到，那些自卑的必升为高。
In this context, the humble are those who recognize their unworthiness, they recognize their sinfulness, and they merely plead for and trust in God's mercy.
在今天的经文当中，那些自卑的人是意识到自己没有任何一点是值得被神所夸耀的，他们完完全全将信心放在神的身上。
And so just as self-righteousness and contempt go hand in hand, so humility and faith in God go hand in hand.
就像是藐视别人和自以为意是相辅相成的，一个人的谦卑和信心也是如此。
Those who are humble will have faith in God rather than faith in themselves.
那些谦卑的人会把他的信心放在神的身上，而非自己身上。
They know there's nothing worthy in themselves, so they throw themselves entirely upon God's mercy.
他们知道在自己的身上没有任何可以信靠的，所以他们把他们全部的信心放在神的身上。
But on the other hand, Jesus gives a warning.
在另外一方面，耶稣也给我们一个警示。
Those who exalt themselves, those who trust in themselves that they're righteous, those who have contempt for others, they shall be humbled.
耶稣说凡自高的，凡自以为义的，凡认为自己的行为是好的，必降为卑。
And here in this passage, that means they will be lost. They are unjustified.
在今天我们所看到的经文当中，这就意味着他们如同羊一样走迷，不能够得到神的公义。
Brothers and sisters, this is a scary and sobering thought.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个令人清醒、毛骨悚然的一个想法。
We must pursue godliness and righteousness.
我们必须追求神的圣洁和公义。
But if you trust in your own godliness and righteousness, you'll be lost.
然而，如果你深信自己是公义的，你将会如羊走迷。
How do you know if you're trusting in your own righteousness?
那你怎么知道你是在相信自己是公义的呢？
You are trusting in your own righteousness if you rarely confess your sin to God and rarely plead for mercy.
如果你很少向神认罪，向神来恳求神的怜悯的话，那你可能是自以为意的。
You're trusting in your own righteousness if you rarely confess your sins to others.
如果你很少向别人认罪，你可能是自以为意的。
You rarely ask for forgiveness or ask others to pray for you.
如果你很少求别人的宽恕，或者让别人为你代祷，你可能是自以为意的。
You're overly concerned with your own reputation among others.
如果你非常非常的在乎别人对你的看法和你的名声的话。
You're joyless and overly discouraged and devastated when you do sin.
如果你的心中没有喜乐，在你犯罪的时候，你心灰意冷的话，你可能是自以为意的。
But please understand, we should be convicted by our sin, we should be grieved by our sin, we should repent of our sin, but if we're devastated and crushed, maybe it's because we somehow have come to believe that we should be sinless already.
弟兄姐妹们，我的意思是，我们应当为罪而感到忧伤，但是如果我们每一次犯罪的时候，都到了一种心灰意冷，无处寻求希望的地步的话，我们可能觉得我们自己 是太公义了，根本不会犯罪。
You are trusting in your own righteousness if you are quick to judge others and have contempt for others.
如果你很喜欢去论断别人的话，你可能是自以为意的。
Are you able to say with the tax collector, God, be merciful to me, a sinner?
你能不能像税吏一样说，神啊，求神怜悯我，开恩怜悯我这个罪人。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer, he's a German theologian and pastor from the last century, he wrote these really helpful words.
潘霍华是一位德国很有名的神学家，他写了接下来这一段我觉得很发人深省的话。
The pious fellowship permits no one to be a sinner, so everybody must conceal his sin from himself and from the fellowship. We dare not be sinners. Many Christians are unthinkably horrified when a real sinner is suddenly discovered among the righteous.So we remain alone with our sin, living in lies and hypocrisy. The fact is, we are sinners. But it is the grace of the gospel, which is so hard for the pious to understand, that confronts us with the truth and says, you are a sinner, a great, desperate sinner. Now come, as the sinner that you are, to God who loves you. He wants you as you are.He does not want anything from you, a sacrifice, a work. He wants you alone.
潘霍华牧师这样说道，所谓敬虔的人们不能够容忍在他们当中有半个罪人，所以每个人都必须深藏自己的罪，不敢显露半点。很多信徒在一群看似公义的人中发现罪人时，表现出了无以名状的恐惧，因此我们宁愿和罪独处，继续躲藏在谎言和伪善当中。事实是，我们乃是罪人，是神的恩典把真理明明白白地放在我们面前，告诉我们，你是一个罪人，无药可救的罪人。现在去，作为一个真实的罪人，到爱你的神那里去。神渴望最真实的你，并不需要你为他做任何事，献任何的祭。神只要你自己，除此以外，别无所求。
Brothers and sisters, I want to remind you that the gospel is not that God loves those who are good.
弟兄姐妹们，我想要提醒大家，福音并不是在说神爱那些良善的人。
The gospel is not that God loves those who try hard enough or succeed at the Christian life.
福音也不是在说神爱那些努力的，在他们的信仰生活当中成功的人。
The gospel is that you and I are so sinful that God's own Son had to suffer the wrath of Almighty God in order for us to be forgiven.
福音真正的信息是，你和我是如此无药可救的罪人，神必须拆他自己的独生爱子来到世上，为你我而死，才能够平息神的怒火。
The gospel is that God has loved the ungodly and the unworthy and has shown them the mercy that they did not deserve.
在福音当中，神爱那些不值得他爱的人，那些不属神的，那些不配得的人，并且神向他们显现他的怜悯。
If we truly believe this in our hearts, how might this change the attitude in our hearts?
如果我们真的相信福音的话，我们怎么样能够心意更新呢？
How might this affect the culture of our church?
我们怎样能够从当中学到怎样去改变教会的文化呢？
The Pharisees saw prayer at the temple as an opportunity to show off their righteousness and judge others.
在法利赛人看来，他在殿中那样一个祷告的机会是用来彰显自己公义并且藐视别人的机会。
Is that how you view church and the Christian life? A time to show off and to gain status and reputation?
在你的生活当中，你觉得来教会服事是一个彰显自己能力，是一个让自己获得名誉的机会吗？
The church is not a place to come and show off your righteousness. It's a place to come and confess and receive mercy.
教会不是一个让你来彰显你自己的公义的地方，而是一个让你能够接受神的怜悯的地方。
The church is not a museum for the righteous, it's a hospital for the broken.
弟兄姐妹们，教会非陈列公义的博物馆，乃是医治破碎的疗养院。
And if you are thinking, oh, I'm so glad Pastor Tran was talking about this, I hope brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so is listening because they really need to grow in this. If you're thinking that, then you're missing the point.
如果你此时此刻正在想，创业牧师，我真的太谢谢你讲今天的信息了。我心中所想到的某姐妹、某弟兄，他们急切的需要听到这个信息，那你就误会了我今天的主旨。
You can become self-righteous about how unself-righteous you are.
你可以通过觉得自己有多么的不是自以为意，而变成一个自以为意的人。
But maybe you struggle in a different way. Maybe you have never been tempted to boast in your righteousness. Instead, you think, I'm just too sinful. God can't forgive me.
也有可能你是处在另外一个极端，你觉得神没有办法原谅你的罪，神没有办法怜悯你。
That sounds like humility, but it's not.
虽然这个听起来像是谦卑，但其实不然。
That's the cry of someone who's depending on their own obedience to be accepted by God, but they're discouraged because they keep sinning.
这些人，他受到灰心，因为他们觉得神不会爱他们，他们没有办法来靠，他们没有办法来接受神的爱和神的怜悯。
That's the cry of the self-righteous person who has failed.But keeps trying to achieve righteousness on their own rather than resting in Christ.
这是那些虽然在神的面前跌倒，但是持续通过自己自我的行为而继续获得神的怜悯的这些人的呼求。
That isn't humility, that's wounded pride.
弟兄姐妹们，这并不是谦卑，这是一个受伤的骄傲。
And have you noticed that all true believers start their Christian lives?Feeling like the tax collector.
弟兄姐妹们，你有没有感觉到有很多的信徒在他们开始他们信仰生活的时候的心情都像是税吏一样？
In the beginning, we all recognize our sinfulness and we plead for God's mercy. We know we don't have righteousness.
在我们刚刚出信的时候，我们知道我们不能够获得神的怜悯，于是我们向神恳求神怜悯我们。
But over time,We have this tendency to become like the Pharisee, don't we?
但是随着时间的推移，我们是不是慢慢的变得像这个法利赛人了呢？
We begin knowing that we needed mercy, but over time we think we've earned a good standing with God because of our obedience.
我们初信之时，觉得我们没有办法来获得神的怜悯，但是随着时间的推移，我们慢慢的变得像法利赛人一样，觉得自己因着自己的顺服而在神的面前小有成就了。
We need mercy as much today as we did the first day we believed.
弟兄姐妹们，从我们初信到现在，我们每一天每一秒都需要神的怜悯。
It's interesting that the Pharisee thought of himself as completely different than other sinners.
有意思的是，今天比喻当中的法利赛人觉得自己跟其他的罪人是截然不同的。
But that's not how a true believer thinks.
但这其实并不是一个真正的信徒应该有的想法。
Different people sin in different ways, but it all has the same root in our hearts, rebellion against God.
不同的人，他的罪有不同的表现形式，但这其实都是源于我们心中的一点，也就是对神的悖逆。
The self-righteous man is no better in God's eyes than the drug addict, the divorced adulterer, the homosexual, or the drunkard.
弟兄姐妹们，在神的眼中，那一个自以为意的人，并不比吸毒的、奸淫的、同性恋的，或是酗酒的人强。
You see, that unlike the Pharisee who thanked God he was not like other sinners, we ought to thank God that he forgives us even though we are just as sinful as others.
我们不能够像这个法利赛人一样，因为他感谢神，他不像那些罪人。我们必须感谢神，因为神饶恕我们，因为神知道我们是罪人。
In fact, we need to have the heart of Paul that genuinely confesses and says that I am the chief of sinners.
我们必须像保罗一样，有这样的认识，有这样的谦卑，去知道自己是罪人中的罪魁。
When we confess our sin to God,He delights in showing mercy.
当我们向神认罪的时候，神就给我们怜悯。
So let's be like the tax collector, and let's say today and every day, God, be merciful to me, a sinner.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们从今天以后的每一天都像是税吏一样，向神呼求，神啊，求你开恩怜悯我这个罪人。
Let's pray.
让我们一同低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy.
主啊，我们因你的怜悯而向你献上感谢。
We confess that we are sinners.
主啊，我们向你认罪，我们每一个人都是罪人。
We rebel against you.
主啊，我们悖逆你。
We disobey you.
主啊，我们不遵行你的道。
Even when we obey you for the wrong reasons, for our own pride.
主啊，即使我们顺服的时候，我们是因着骄傲而顺服。
Lord, we need your mercy.
主啊，我们需要你的怜悯。
We beg, show us mercy.
主啊，我们恳求你，让我们看到你的怜悯和恩慈。
Help us as a church to be marked by humility because of your grace.
主啊，让我们作为一个教会，被你的恩典所做一个记号。
And let us be marked by joy because we know that we have been forgiven.
主啊，请求你用喜乐来做我们的记号，因为我们已经被你饶恕了。
We pray these things in your Son's name.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名求祷告。
Amen.